This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Talk Live 603-283-6160. I already did it. Already. And the whole last 2.5 minutes was focused on exactly this. And already I gave out the old number.
Yeah. So old habits, they die hard.
Yeah. And that one's going to take a while. You know, it took us a while to stop doing the 855-450-FREE.
Yeah.
We flubbed that one a lot. And now we have a new one to mess up. So there is a new number.
And we don't know if this new number is new, like as in it will permanently be new, or whether it is new as in tonight. We just don't know.
Well, we don't. But it's at least the number for tonight, and I imagine it's going to stay the number. That number is 202-380-3699. I'm working on updating the overlays for the videos, but if someone at the LRN studio is there and capable of doing that, that would make things a lot easier because there's two-factor authentication on Twitch, and it's just, I'm also trying to do a show here, which raises all sorts of complicating factors, but if someone, you know, tunes into the video, I don't want them seeing the old number that is currently not working. So that's 202-380-3699 if you want to join the show.
Yeah, so that's a number out of Washington, D.C. Just gives me the creeps thinking about it.
It is. It's curious that it's a Washington, D.C. number, but
is,
whatever.
Is this a new number handed to us by somebody's FBI handler?
I have no idea, Mark.
I just
know that I was given the number, I tested it, and it worked, and that's the number we're giving out.
All right.
So we've been talking about the inflation and the money supply here, but I want to switch gears because there's a story here that I really want to talk about, if I can find it again. North Korea. We all know it as an oppressive, brainwashing regime. Right?
And crazy.
Well, its leader is certainly crazy.
No, I mean, like, every bit of video we managed to get out of North Korea doesn't attach to reality the way that we do here in the United States. Like, it's just crazy.
Can you elaborate?
Okay. They worship their leaders like gods. And if they don't, presumably, they will end up dead.
Well, that's not altogether unlike the United States, except they won't end up dead. They'll just be considered heretics by their peers.
No, I mean, you can hate Donald Trump or Joe Biden, you know, Orange Hitler or Geriatric Jesus as much as you want to, and it's not going to really result in anything in particular. I mean, maybe you'll lose some friends if you hate one and like the other, but if you hate them both, then, you know, the people are just like, well, that's fair.
That, and you can't leave unless you want to get shot in the back.
What's that mean?
Oh, like, you can't just leave the country if you're a citizen.
North Korea.
Yeah.
Yes. Any country you absolutely can't leave is, I mean, the harder it is to leave a country, the more you need to consider there's a problem. And the United States is making it harder and harder to leave, but it is
more paperwork.
I can't
leave.
Right? You cannot leave.
So they succeeded at that.
Yeah.
But this North Korean defector says that even North Korea was not this nuts after attending an Ivy League school. Yeah, okay. I can only imagine. But as American educational institutions continue to be called into question, a North Korean defector fears the United States' future, quote, is as bleak as North Korea, after she attended one of the country's most prestigious universities. Oh, I'm going to butcher her name. I'm sorry to any Korean people out there who are going to be upset by this. Yeonmi Park has experienced plenty of struggle and hardship.
She's about the most famous North Korean defector. She does lots of speeches and these sorts of things. And I'm kind of interested that she would say this. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if she's got some agenda or whatever, but it's hard for me to look at things that are going on in Ivy League, and people don't even know what that means, but, you know, premier universities across the United States.
Stanford, Duke, Yale, these sorts of things.
Not Ivy League.
They're not?
No. See, this is the funny thing, is Ivy League to most people means, well, what does Ivy League mean to you?
I just told you.
Well, define it.
These prestigious law schools.
Prestigious
right.
law schools. Okay, great.
They're literally red brick with ivy on them.
Okay.
And you got Brown University, Harvard. What's the other ones?
Yale, Dartmouth.
Yep.
Yep. Yale, Dartmouth, University of Pennsylvania, Columbia, Cambridge. No, that's not right. I always miss the other C. But anyway, the. I think there's one more.
I mean, I don't care that much about the United States,
Yale.
Quote, higher education.
I'm not trying to make you think that you're dumb or anything like this. I don't think that it is well-defined what Ivy League is. Ivy League, as I understand it, here's my definition, a school that existed prior to the United States Revolution. But I looked it up, and it's literally saying it's a football league.
Okay.
And now I believe the schools in that football league existed prior to the United States Revolution, and none other did. But then there's this definition of Ivy Plus that kind of includes some of the schools that you just named off. And
does it matter what an Ivy League
Not
school
really.
Is?
It does if you well, I mean, does it? Do
it's
words matter?
Well, I guess if you go to universities, you're only going there for some sort of paper that says you have some status of graduating, so you can get into these, more prestigious positions in the market. But,
very good. I love this, Joa. In fact, this is it. Aria, it matters in so much as the vast majority of presidents in my lifetime have gone to either an Ivy League school or they've gone to a military school. One of those two.
Like the Skull and Bones is at Yale.
Is it Yale or
it's Yale.
Harvard, I thought?
No, it's Yale.
Okay.
Yep.
Whatever. It's nonetheless, I would think that they would have other universities that had it. But basically, if you want to if you want to sit at the seat of power, you have to have gone to that school. That doesn't mean going to that school will put you at a seat of power. But at this point, all of the people who have sat at the highest level in the United States have all been to either
they're evil monsters, so I don't care about them either.
I got it. Look, well, I'm not trying to make excuses for any of this stuff. I, as a parent, wonder to myself, is it a good idea to even send my kid to an Ivy League school?
Probably not. It's a status thing. I mean, unless you really want them.
But is status good?
Well, it depends on what you think is good. I mean, if you want to become a top pharmaceutical, go to Brown. Or if you want to become a, top lawyer, go to Harvard. But, I don't know what your kids want, but if they want to do any of those things, maybe it's good.
Did you know what you wanted to do at 13? You have any idea?
Yeah, but I'm not interested in going to that school anymore.
Yeah, you had a goal, but the goal's changed, and that's the thing.
I can tell you that I did not have this goal when I was 13. It never even crossed my mind.
Me either.
But now that I do it, I'm like, yeah, this is great. This should have been my goal all along.
I can say that I was sitting at I was talking over songs like DJs did back in the day in the 80s. I was introing and extroing songs on mixtapes.
Outroing?
We called it extroing.
Really?
Whatever. It doesn't mean it's right or wrong. I don't know.
Okay. I have never heard the term extro before.
I think Ian uses it. And I was doing that as a 13-year-old, absolutely. So I was doing disc jockey stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, just for your own private...
For my mixtapes, yep.
Okay.
I had one of those radios that had the two tape decks on it, so
sure.
You could make mixtapes for people, and you could record off of the radio. And so I would take songs off of the radio and start them up. Every song that started before it started, I would start...
Well, the song's ending. Start, hit record.
Right, and yeah. I'd do that, and then I'd, use the tape to my other tape deck to put my voice on, and then create the mixtape and make these mixtapes with my own voice in them, introing the song each time.
See, a cassette DJ is what you were, and that is a far more higher status than an Ivy League student.
Either way, I do worry about the idea of sending my kid. Like, right now, as a parent, I would not be necessarily comfortable if Harvard sent a letter that said, oh, yeah, your son's in for, you know, graduating year 2027 or whatever it would be. I'd be like, oh, I don't know. Is that a good idea?
What are your thoughts? In general, I think higher education is useless. That's 202-380-3699. You're welcome to join the discussion. 202-380.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Talk Live, 202-380-3699. You'll notice that number is based out of Washington, D.C., so let the conspiracy theories commence. 202-380-3699. Has Free Talk Live been taken over by the feds? Well, we're using a Washington, D.C. number, aren't we? But obviously
kinda
not.
Weird.
Yeah, with you tonight is Aria, Joa, and Mark. And before we got into this rather asinine and tedious conversation about what is and isn't an Ivy League school, we were talking about... Mark, you had some...
I just want to say that, to my knowledge...
Tedious and asinine conversation?
Yeah, to my knowledge, Free Talk Live has not been taken over by the feds.
Well, it has not. Yeah. It's just a joke.
Well, I just don't know. I mean, like, I can see why people would be concerned.
Well, the people who are heading up Free Talk Live are being targeted by the feds, so
sure.
It seems rather silly that we would be working for them, considering they, you know, arrested us.
Could very well be turned. It's not like that's never happened before.
Sure, but I don't think that's the case. It's just a joke. However, one of several hundred North Korean defectors settled in the United States, Park, that's Yeonmi Park, she transferred to Columbia University from a South Korean university in 2016 and was deeply disturbed by what she found. She said, "I expected that I was paying this fortune all of this time and energy to learn how to think. But they are,
oh, no.
But they are forcing
school
you.
School does not do that.
No, they teach you what to think, but not how to think. And that's what she says. They are forcing you to think the way they want you to think. I realized, wow, this is insane. I thought America was different, but I saw so many similarities to what I saw in North Korea that I started wondering. Those similarities include anti-Western sentiment, collective guilt, and suffocating political correctness." Yeonmi saw red.
I wouldn't doubt that at all. That sounds about right.
All those traits seems like that's what, you know, that's what government wants us to do. Be very submissive, feel guilty, have to give up your money, and work hard to uphold the state.
Yeah.
Well, they definitely, I mean, government benefits when people are splintered because they can, you know, pick winners and losers and pick the side and, you know, promise good things to one side and bad things to another and, you know, these kind of things. This is what government wants, is to...
Well, they want to fuel the hate cell. That's all politics is in the modern United States. It's just a hate cell, and Americans are buying.
Yep.
Democrats are being sold hate from other Democrats regarding the Republicans. Republicans are being sold hate regarding the Democrats from other Republicans.
That's a great duality and to, you know, keep their system going.
Yeah, it just creates increasing amounts of hostility from Republicans toward Democrats and from Democrats toward Republicans.
And it, of course it does, because politics is a threat. I mean, all they're threatening to do is take things away from you in order to give to some other group, and then that other group gets things and you don't, and nobody wants that.
Well,
it doesn't matter what color or gender or, you know, political thing you want. That's all it is.
Well, in reality, it's not really a threat. The difference that it made when we went from Barack Obama to Donald Trump to Joe Biden, the difference that it made in my life, my daily life, is trivial. In fact, I would say there was no change, no difference whatsoever.
Yes, well, Trump got rid of the Obamacare mandate as far as...
That didn't affect me.
It affected me. I had to pay $1,200 a year less in a fine because Barack Obama had finally got his butt out of office and off to Martha's Vineyard where he can hang out with all the ruling class. I was glad to see him go. And if Joe Biden brings it back in and now I have to pay $1,200 a year more, it is going to affect my pocketbook. So, yes, that...
I didn't say... It didn't affect your life, did I?
No, but I have a problem with this. There's no difference between the two parties.
There isn't. A difference of $1,200 is trivial, Mark.
It's not trivial to me. I would prefer not to give this organization that drops million-dollar bombs on $10 tents one more dollar. I just don't want to give them anything.
I understand that. But in the grand scheme of things, $1,200 is just not that much money.
I know that. I didn't vote for Donald Trump, and I didn't vote for Joe Biden, and I voted for the Libertarian, but there is a difference between the two parties. Now, those two parties...
trivial minor matters, sure.
Those two parties will try to turn you against the other party, and whichever one you think in your mind right now as you're listening to me is the good party, and whichever one you think is the bad party, just understand that's the game.
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like a lot like sports, where, you know, where like a boxing match, and they get you hyped up for the election, and, you know, they get everyone stirred up, and bets are being placed, and really, we're not a boxer. Stop playing this game. You're just watching them play with your money and make you work all the time.
I mean, that's ultimately what it is, and it fuels increasing amounts of resentment where Republicans want revenge on the Democrats. When we get a Republican president because of what Democrats did when they wanted revenge on Republicans for what Republicans did when they get a Democratic president.
Right.
It's a vicious, never-ending cycle of seeking vengeance on the other side.
And if they don't do that, then the other side won't seek the vengeance. Like, it just doesn't even make sense to that's the whole process.
Well, they certainly work together on these topics and try to create turmoil. And
if there's one thing they can agree on is that you need them, and that there shouldn't be a third party, that, you know, that this system of what parasites is what they are.
They are parasites that have convinced us that we, the host, cannot survive without the parasites.
Yeah, they're a parasite class, I think, is probably the best way to describe them, these politicians. And, you know, it's an amazing little trick they got. And you just keep falling for it if you keep falling for it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. It's just a trick.
It's like the QAnon. I just read an article that they are basically, you know, using QAnon to threaten Democrats and try to create violence from, I guess, the right. They didn't really say that, but they're using QAnon to target Democrats.
Well,
and it's just more propaganda, because how do you know what is real from QAnon if it's anonymous?
Like, absolutely nothing from QAnon has ever been true. I mean, it's just a complete farce at this point. It's amazing to me that anyone takes it seriously. It's worse than that Harold Campbell, or whatever his name is, the guy who's constantly predicting that, you know, the world is coming to an end at this year or that year or that date. And that's QAnon, and people still buy into it.
I don't know. I mean, all I know from QAnon is a few things that have hit the news, and most of it makes me chuckle. I do like the Buffalo guy standing in the middle of the U.S. Capitol. Just got to say, that's a great picture. And but other than that,
it's kind of like the V for Vendetta thing that was going on. It's like, you know, it definitely sparks your interest and creates all these, you know, theories and stories. And, like, you want to think that it's this conspiracy theory of sorts. But really, it's just evil people in suits in D.C., you know, doing these things. And then you're just getting little blips from this fake guy. Like, how do you know who it really is?
Well, no one knows who it really is. But it's probably the guy who created 8chan, as it turns out. But it's curious that, you know, QAnon can convince them to believe in all of these crazy conspiracy theories, but we can't convince them of the conspiracy theory that is staring them right in the face, that the U.S. government is a parasitic class sucking us dry, and we don't need it.
But TV distracts them.
That's sexy.
202-380-36.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudo science, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I just want all of Europe to know that the United States is there. The United States is there.
President Biden reaffirming the U.S. commitment to NATO's mutual defense pact as he makes his first visit to the alliance headquarters in Brussels since he took office. Biden continuing his first international trip. His next stop is Geneva for a sit-down with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Researchers at Yale University are taking a close look at the effect of warm weather on the spread of COVID-19. A study released today in the journal Nature Communication found temperatures of more than 68 degrees combined with high humidity and increased UV radiation can lead to a moderately lower number of new infections. Researchers still quick to point out that mask wearing and social distancing still the best way to prevent infection. USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris is in South Carolina talking vaccines. Harris saying vaccines are safe and available for everyone in the United States.
The vaccines have gone through FDA clinical trials, and the FDA has said they are safe to use. They went through the trials.
The Biden administration continuing to make their push to have 70% of all Americans with at least one COVID-19 shot by the 4th of July. Unusual activity at a nuclear power reactor in China has drawn the ire of the United States.
The U.S. government has spent the past week looking into a report of a leak at a Chinese nuclear power plant after a French company that part owns it warned of an imminent radiological threat. The warning accused the Chinese safety authority of raising the acceptable limits for radiation detection outside the Taishan nuclear power plant in the Guangdong province. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. 202-3830-3699. I hope that doesn't become the new number, because that number is not going to be easy to memorize. There's no real rhyming in it or any obvious pattern. 3699 is simple enough, but the area code and then the prefix is just not going to be one that I remember quickly.
Yeah, I think that the best advice is, in your phone, where you have Free Talk Live's number, take this number down and call on that.
Yeah, it is on the video overlays now. Thank you so much, Bonnie, for taking care of that. I also fixed the kitty camera, let's call it that, while we're on the air. So the overlays now have the correct number.
So that means that if you go to cam.freetalklive.com, you can find the number?
Correct.
Okay, that's nice.
Yeah.
Is it on the website, too, then, at freetalklive.com?
I do not know.
Let me take a look.
If not, I can fix that after the show. But, new number, things are changing. And that's because we, the Crypto Six, are gearing up to take on the state. With a prospective trial date of May the 2022, we are preparing our defense of liberty and financial freedom against attempts by the state to take control of cryptocurrency by setting up the likes of Coinbase, Gemini, and Kraken. as the gatekeepers of cryptocurrency, and that can't be allowed to happen. We must keep cryptocurrency away from the control of the federal government. It's the only way to keep them from continuing to drop bombs without consequence around the world, wreaking unbelievable devastation and destruction upon the innocent. Stand with us in our fight to put an end to war. Visit thecrypto6.com to learn about how you can join the fight to defund the war machine. We aren't backing down. Are you going to stand with us? Thecrypto6.com.
It's not just war, but I mean, if you want responsible government, the idea that the government can just print money is a big problem.
Well,
if you want irresponsible government, then by all means.
Well, obviously, Mark, it's not just about war, but as you know, it's better to paint some things in one way than other ways, and I think that's the best way to paint the goals here.
Yeah, I'm just saying that responsibility versus irresponsibility is also in the picture.
Well, that's in regards
to... Nobody wants to say that they're for irresponsible government, although plenty of people are.
Right, but that's not our goal here. That was never my goal as someone who has been interested in Bitcoin for many, many years.
Right.
My goal has always been defund the war machine.
I like that.
When I ran for sheriff in last year, in fact, the Sentinel did a piece on me where I stated as my public service, quote, distributing Bitcoin to defund the war machine.
Yep.
That sounds fantastic.
Thank you. They also printed my age as 14.7 billion years old, by the way.
That's awesome.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why not?
As far as I can tell, it's completely accurate.
The component parts that make us up are about that old, yeah.
So we're talking about Ivy League schools and the experiences of this North Korean defector at these schools. She says, during orientation, she was scolded by a university staff member for admitting that she enjoyed classic literature such as Jane Austen. I said, I love those books. I thought it was a good thing, she recalled. Then the teacher said, did you know those writers had a colonial mindset? They were racists and bigots and are subconsciously brainwashing you. It only got worse from there as Yanmi realized that every one of her classes at the Ivy League school was infected with what she saw as anti-American propaganda, reminiscent to the sort that she had grown up with. Now, I don't care about...
In North Korea.
I don't care about the anti-American propaganda. I care about the anti-people propaganda.
Right. So...
But you can propagandize against the American government and the idea of the United States of America all you want.
Well, I'm kind of caught in between. Because to me, that what Yanmi Park means when she says anti-American propaganda may be entirely different than what you may think. So, if to me, flags... And, you know, military equipment and military guys marching and all this stuff that can bring a tear to an eye to a good American. That kind of stuff, the politicians, liars and thieves, I repeat myself, hide behind this stuff all of the time. That's what they do. They skulk about. They hold up the flag and say, look at the flag. Don't look at what I do, because God knows I am a horrible human being. Look at the flag. Don't look at these young men and women willing to fight and die for truth, justice, and the American way.
Believing themselves to be fighting for that, at the very least.
I could have that conversation. That conversation isn't a surface conversation. What I'm saying is the surface of patriotism is pretty attractive. What's underneath it is ugly.
Happy Flag Day.
Yeah, happy Flag Day. Thank you. June the 14th, Flag Day. Yet another patriotic holiday, because there aren't enough. So
I don't celebrate religious holidays.
What I'm trying to say is...
And the American flag is absolutely... All flags are religious symbols.
Not a problem. But what Yanmi Park means when she says anti-American propaganda...
I think it's bold of you to assume you know what she means, but go ahead.
I don't know what she means. What I'm saying
is... You're telling us what she means.
No, I'm saying what she could mean. So... the United States, when juxtaposed against North Korea, is a much better state with much better history.
I'm not sure I agree.
I do.
No, I've been in...
The Trail of Tears and the bombs that were dropped on Nagasaki and Hiroshima would also disagree. The hundreds of years of American slavery might also disagree.
The believe this, everybody in North Korea is a slave to whomever is in charge over there at any given time. So they got slavery. They just have a different name for it.
Well, so do we. We call it taxation.
But
the government's essentially stealing your hard-earned labor.
Yeah, but you would agree that some slavery is worse than other slavery, right?
Sure.
Okay, good.
I would agree that this is better than, you know, being whipped on a plantation.
Excellent. That's all I'm trying to say is that there are degrees of evil when it comes to states, and
sure, but I'm not going to eat a bowl of poo just because it's better than the bowl of diarrhea.
I'm with you. I didn't claim that you should, but there are some things couched in the American way that are good, right? Truth, good. Justice, good. Freedom, good.
I see none of these in the United States.
But are they purported to be in the United States? And is that worse or better? The fact that in the United States we have the Bill of Rights, we lionize the Bill of Rights, we say that the rights are good. In North Korea, they say you've got the right that we give you, and that right is to starve and smile about it. You know, these things are like, it's clear to me that one is better than the other. I'll take the United States and its history and its, all of this stuff over North Korea any day of the week.
I will agree with you on that note. The tyrant that is the United States government is better than the tyrant that is the North Korean government.
Now,
that said,
should we make it better? Absolutely. It should be made better every day. And if the people in Harvard that are saying that, the history of the United States is bad and these sorts of things, okay, I'm willing to agree with that, but what do you mean when you say it? Because this is where it ends. I agree with liberals' critiques.
Sure.
I think that their solutions are terrible.
No, see,
well, they don't really have solutions. They just have
ways. Yes, they do. Hate America.
They don't have solutions. They have ways of seeking vengeance against what was done 200 years ago by people who aren't me.
Right. Well, right. Both are true, and like I've been, I've walked around Brown University, Thayer Street over there.
Where is that?
Providence, Rhode Island.
Okay.
And it's an Ivy League, right? Yeah. And they push all the social justice, and they'll say sell Che shirts right there on Thayer Street, right?
Yeah.
And
Che was all about social justice,
right? Right.
As he was subjugating gays and black people.
Right.
You don't want to tell that to some guy with a Che shirt. But I have had this conversation, and I love that I can just spit out an Esther Che Guevara, born in La Serna, Argentina, and killed in La Paz, Bolivia, was a murderer, a bigot, and an evil man. I know more about them than they do.
Well, violent revolutionaries are, by definition, violent revolutionaries.
But he was evil.
Well, a lot of these people in Providence, they're pushing this propaganda.
That's kind of implied in the idea that, you know, he was a violent revolutionary.
No.
I don't know of any good violent revolutionaries. They're
George
violent.
Washington.
Violent revolutionary. Evil.
Okay.
George Washington. Evil.
Fine.
I'm
you can say that. I shocked.
202-380-3699. I would argue that anyone who initiates violence, whatever their cause is evil. What do you think? 202-380-3699.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live 202-380-3699 is the number tonight. You're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want. 202-380-3699. With you in the studio tonight is Aria, Joa, and Mark. And we're getting into this article from Fox News about this North Korean defector who came to the United States and started attending an Ivy League school. It's unspecified, I think, which one. I may have said it earlier, but I think it's unspecified. Anyway, it goes on to say, quote, American bastard was one word for North Koreans Park was taught growing up. It took me a second to figure out what they were trying to say here, because evidently Fox News doesn't have an editor. But what they mean is American bastard is considered to be one word by North Koreans. The math problems would say there are four American bastards. You kill two of them. How many American bastards are left to kill?
I love this math.
Wow.
Before we go on, my friend was in the U.S. Navy, and they stopped off at a port. I'm pretty sure it was in Spain when they were in the middle Mediterranean, and he said the sailors run out, you know, ready to hit the bars and the brothels and wherever, and they turn the corner and somebody is spray painted in huge letters, "Welcome, Yankee Gringo Bastardos." I just love it.
I'm shocked that, you know, North Korean math books would be that on the nose, being an American who was born and raised in America. I have to say, after hearing that, comparing what she's being taught in Ivy League schools is every bit as ridiculous as libertarians comparing having to wear a mask to the Holocaust. We are dealing with
agreed
we are dealing with totally different scales here.
You just used the term slavery to describe paying taxes.
I also admitted that there was a drastic difference in scale between that and picking cotton and getting whipped.
Indeed, there is.
And there's a massive difference in scale here where a professor at a university telling you that this author is classist and colonialist or whatever is drastically different from having a math book that says, there are four North Korean bastards. You kill two of them. How many North Korean bastards are left to kill?
Those are
drastically different things.
We wouldn't even give North Korea that level of recognition in the United States. Agreed. We don't do that with, say, whoever the greatest enemy is at the time. When I was a kid, it would have been Russia. Excuse me, the Soviet Union. And now, say, China or whatever. We don't do that and wouldn't do that, and thank God. But, to compare this does seem like was it Myanmi? Is it Myanmi Clark? Park, excuse me?
Yeah.
Is her name? She's been at the Ivy League school, and so she can say better than I what's going on there. All I can do is read a little bit here and there, and it does seem insane, but she's saying it's as bad as what they experienced in North Korea.
Like, I've walked on the campus in Providence, Rhode Island at Brown University, and there's a lot of propaganda there. You go to, like, the news bulletin board, and it's just like, are you racist? Come to this class to find out. Like, all these different things. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Finally, I get some pimply-faced college student to tell me whether I'm racist or not.
Right.
I have been waiting for this. What do I have to pay? Wait, there's more. Not only are you racist, you're sexist too.
Like, you'll see them at, like, the farmer's market or, like, events going on. They'll set up a table and it's like this Communist Party of Providence or something like that.
Yeah.
And they have the Communist Manifesto, and all the other books are really good reads. I would probably agree with a lot of things they have out on the table. But then they have the Communist Manifesto pedestaled. Yeah. So it's not really, it's really propaganda. It's all fluff to get these kids to go along with it, especially when they're young. And I think it's prime. This is like what, the Ron Paul Institute is sending all these kids out for the Yale. Is right? The Yale Young Americans for Liberty.
Oh, y'all, yeah.
And I always saw, like, the Yale right next to the communists. It's like they had to throw them all off to the side. But the universities, I remember getting this one sticker off a pole that said, free speech equals hate speech. I'm like, well, if this bumper sticker is free speech, I better remove it. It's hate speech. So...
that's a correct statement. Hate speech is free speech.
Right.
I don't find that to be an accurate statement at all.
It doesn't mean that all free speech is hate speech. Just because hate speech is free speech does not mean that free speech is hate speech, right?
Right, but hate speech is free speech.
Yeah, it's ironic. It depends on the angle that you're looking at it, right?
So I look at the angle that it is
correct. Of course. Oh, I believe it's correct, but they're just trying to point it out to you, like, show it in your face.
It's not correct. Hold on. Look, all dogs are quadrupedal, but all animals that are quadrupedal are not dogs.
I have not used the word equals. I've said is. I said hate speech is free speech. I did not say they were synonymous.
Right.
But what I'm saying is the bumper sticker is wrong.
Did the bumper sticker have an equal sign?
It did. The symbol, yes.
So free speech does not equal hate speech. But what I will say, I will agree with you that the only thing that we call free speech is... unpopular speech, because if it is not unpopular, you don't need to call it free speech. It's just speech.
Right.
So, if I go out and I say that the sky is blue, no one's going to argue with me. However, if I claim that there's 47 genders and all white people are racist or whatever it is that I claim, then that's free speech because it's clearly some people are going to disagree with it.
Yeah.
How many genders are there, Aria?
I don't know or care. I mean, to me, that's not part of my world, I'm letting other people argue about that. I prefer to just live my life and do my thing, and if other people want to argue about my existence, they are more than welcome to, but I'm just going to continue existing and doing my thing.
I'm with you. I think that's the way to do it, and the reason that I use the pronouns that you prefer is because you've proven to me you're serious about this, and... that you're a person worthy to be taken seriously. So, that's that. The idea of using they as a pronoun really bothers me, though. I like the idea of going to plural bugs me.
It's weird. It's like, it's within my nature to, like, I look at you as a woman. all the way, even though you may have born something different. But, you know, it's really this respect factor. It's like second nature to me. As long as, like, you know, I respect someone, I'm willing to call them the right way.
I appreciate that. To me, it's more a matter of, you know, putting in the effort. And I think that someone who's putting in the effort at least deserves, you know, the treatment that
right. I've seen people running around with beards, you know, 6 foot two, wearing pants.
Well, I can't fault them for their height.
Well, I can't either. But demanding to be called women, and to me, it's like, you know.
Well, I'm fairly close to 6'2".
You are, but you don't have a beard.
That's true. I don't.
You're shaving. You're wearing skirts. You're doing a variety of things.
My point is that their height shouldn't.
Fine. Perhaps I should not have mentioned height. But what I'm saying is that obviously you can't control what you were born, but you can control what you choose to do. And if you intend to run around saying, use my proper pronouns, I can't tell whether you're just trolling me or whether you're serious. So I'm going to presume in a world where people are trolling people all of the time that you're trolling me. You know, like, sorry, if you can't put in the effort, I can't either.
That's exactly how I view it. If someone wants me to put in the effort to address them a certain way, then it's only fair that they put in the effort to trick my brain or whatever processes are going on there that I learned at the age of 3. You know, they should meet me halfway on that, at the very least.
It's usually just obvious, right?
It is. But if they're not willing to put in the effort, why should I be? Why should I put in the effort to call them he or she when they're not putting the effort to present themselves as he or she?
Right.
It's not my job to transition for them or to ease their transition. That's their job.
Agreed. That makes perfectly good sense to me. I can tell you when I was a kid, I remember having a conversation with a young lady who fancied herself a feminist at the time. And, you know, my conclusion of the conversation is women are the same as men. There's a biological difference, right? So it's the biology that's different, right?
Yeah.
And I think that that's what was wanted in, say, 1988 when this conversation was had. But now that there's something different, when you have trans-resistant whatever feminists, TERFs, I can't remember what it's called.
Trans-exclusionary radical feminists.
Yeah, that one. That are saying that, look, you're either born a man or born a woman, and they're going to events, conservative events, and giving their speeches. It's amazing, like, how we've come full circle, you know? Like, all I want... And I've had to deal with this with you because people say, why are you employing the mentally ill? And I'm like, well, if the Libertarian Party wants to get rid of the mentally ill, there's going to be a lot of autists running around without a political home soon, you know? And I've had to deal with this, and I've had to deal with it relatively recently. And I'm not saying it's bad. Everybody's got to come to their conclusions in their own time. It took me longer than it took most, too.
Well, one of the local news that you were saying that you don't really follow is the transgender library book reading happening in New Hampshire. There's been a lot of resistance.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.